I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News.
Hundreds of Galesburg residents will vote over the lunch hour tomorrow. That's when a high school class will hold its mock election. Two freshmen are in charge. Every 4 years, a Galesburg social studies teacher gives his first-year students a big assignment: conduct a mock election. Emily Brewington and her classmate, Haley Benowitz, are the election authorities this time around. They chose the races and recruited another class to design the ballot. Brewington says they've already learned a lot, including how much work it is.
You also learn how to, like, take charge and, like, be able to lead and plan stuff better.
And this is Haley. And we also had to sort of, like, train some people to know, like, what they're doing. So we had to read up on it first. And, like, we kind of know what it takes to be an actual election judge. So if this November we go with our parents to vote, we can kind of be like, oh, hey, I remember that from reading about it.
The Galesburg High School mock election will be held during the lunch hour. And true to their roles as election authorities, they're not making any predictions.
We have many different types of life in Galesburg, and we have different people who've come from different backgrounds. And so I think it'll be very split, and it'll be very hard to tell because we also have write-ins, and so people can choose basically anyone they feel that is fit to run that certain office.
The Knox County Clerk's Office will also benefit. It's working with a social studies class, providing advice and equipment. And in return, employees will use the mock election as an opportunity to test voting machines before Election Day. I'm Michelle O'Neill.